The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. Then everyone that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. As of about an hour ago, literally, I knew nothing about St. Crispin Magellanus and his companions. And in certain situations when they say, and his companions, they're talking about a group that was together. This was not such. They were scattered over the course of about 20 years. Now, as I share with you the details, this took place in Mexico. Remember that this happened less than 100 years ago. In fact, it ended about 75 years ago, so some of you were already born. And this took place in an entirely Catholic nation. A socialist government came into power in the 1920s. They wanted to eradicate the Catholic faith. They closed Catholic churches, Catholic schools, Catholic seminaries. Any foreign priests were exiled. To celebrate the sacrament of baptism became a crime. To celebrate Mass became a crime. St. Crispin Magellanus and 21 others were also priests. They would not cease preaching or practicing the faith, but they did so underground. They did it hiddenly so that Catholics could continue to receive the sacraments. St. Crispin opened up a seminary in his own parish, an underground seminary. One priest was killed because he refused to break the seal of confession. Another because he agreed to celebrate a wedding. Others because they were going to celebrate Mass. St. Christopher was one of those. When he was caught, he was thrown into prison. He was executed 4 days later. Before execution, he gave absolution to his Catholic executioners. His final words were these: I am innocent, and I die innocent. I forgive with all my heart those responsible for my death. And I ask God that the shedding of my blood serve the peace of our divided country. As I was reading about this morning, I found it very apropos. And oddly, as I read the details, I thought, this could be our country in 10 years. This is already the trajectory that on which we are. A few weeks ago, in a base in our country, an Army Reserve base in Pennsylvania, they were given a list of terrorist organizations in our country. One of those was the Catholic Church, for protesting against abortion, for not being in favor of same-sex marriage. 1 week ago, at a United Nations conference, one of the members also accused the Catholic Church of being a terrorist organization. I personally believe, like never before in our country, it is a time to cling to our Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Christopher Magallanes and his companions did, and like their blood bore great fruits in Mexico, our fidelity to the faith will bear many, many graces in our nation. Long live Christ the King. Amen.